This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson, dictating cardiology consultation on patient T, T-E-A-G-U-E, first name Marcus, M-A-R-C-U-S, date of birth, November 23rd, 1987, date of evaluation, February 18, 2025. The referring physician, Ruth R-O. OTS Community Clinic. The chief complaint, 37-year-old male with abnormal EKG. The HPI, the patient is a 37-year-old male who was hospitalized. Correction, the patient is a 37-year-old male who had played sports his entire life, period. However, he reports that his brother died at the age of 27 of a cardiomyopathy, period. The patient himself has had no chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitation, period. He reportedly had a stress test in 2006, which was abnormal, period. The patient was subsequently referred for further evaluation. His past medical history includes abdominal mass, neck number alopecia, past surgical history, unremarkable, medications none, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history. His father died of lung cancer at age 57, mother had a CDA at age 51, The brother died at age 27 of cardiomyopathy. The social history, patient denies any cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. Review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 114/55, pulse 72. Respiratory rate 17, height 71 inches, weight 171 pounds. In general, he's alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The data review, EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 74 beats per minute, period. There is non-specific ST/T wave elevation consistent with repolarization abnormality. The impression, this is a 37-year-old male with borderline abnormal EKG. This EKG has repolarization and this may indeed represent a normal finding in a young adult male, period. However, given his family history of cardiomyopathy, period, he requires further evaluation, period. They'll plan on echocardiogram, period. They'll further pursue stress testing, period. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation.